This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. We just talked about efforts to detect radicalization among the inmate population in Georgia. But what about the general population? Our next guest has seen these efforts go awry and target Muslims based on biases and stereotypes. Muhammad Jamal Daoudi is the imam of the Islamic Society of Augusta. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
When you talk to people about radicalization, especially in the Islamic faith, what kind of things do most people get wrong?
The sense of generalization that all Muslims are terrorists, and connecting, you know, some kind of pictures or video clips that they see on the TV with a ritual that is very holy and important for the Muslims, whether they are calling for the prayer or praying or performing whatever rituals, that is really hurting for the larger Muslim population.
So one of the things that the law enforcement expert was saying was that because guards and law enforcement officers are there watching an inmate population so closely, sometimes it means they have a better idea of when someone becomes radicalized. Do you think that a leader of a congregation, like an imam or rabbi or pastor, also has that kind of relationship where they might be able to see radicalization beginning to happen?
Well, we are. I myself and the majority of the imams that are, you know, Islamic centers, that we are working closely with the law enforcement agencies in order to detect and, yes, report any kind of suspicious activity. But in this discussion, in this argument, we need really to bring up a kind of a public discussion between legislators who are planning or working on creating those guidelines, and the trainers and the Muslim community or experts from the Muslim community. I have been listening to the conversation before this segment and talking about training the officers. These trainers supposed to be either from the Muslim community or working closely with the experts from the Muslim community in order to help them. Because we need to be very careful about these guidelines or these detection, not to fall in the area where we, ban or hurt the freedom of speech or freedom of practice in that situation. We need to be very careful in this, because the statistic that has been mentioned, even in this previous segment, is very isolated, very minimum kind of incidents related to Islamic terrorists. And I'm just quoting that one. I disagree with the, generalizing and painting these kind of radical behavior with Islam or Christianity or Judaism or any other faith. These are kind of behavior. And Islam is just like any other faith. It is what you bring into. If you have a violent character before you are a Muslim, you will continue to be like this. So yes, there should be a kind of close cooperation between the law enforcement agencies, between the legislators, between the leaders of the Muslim community nationwide, in order to come up with the right policy for that.
When we asked Putnam County Sheriff Howard Sills about whether or not he thinks he should incorporate sensitivity training along with this training on recognizing radicals, here's what he had to say.
Obviously, you don't want to offend someone. But you can observe somebody praying without offending them. I don't see how the simple gathering of intelligence as it relates to potential criminal activity could reach a point where you would do something that was insensitive.
What's your response to that?
Yes, that kind of activity will hurt the Muslims. Again, because we are linking a kind of negative, evil action to a peaceful, beautiful, law-abiding citizens and followers of certain faith. Sensitivity training, it is important. It is important to run it. And if we did not do it, we are a little bit late. I have been part of many of those programs provided by wonderful Muslim organizations nationwide. Lots of changes, really, and good fruit will come out from that kind of sensitivity training. Because the bottom line, we want to get to the result, to the fruit, to the end of that one. And we have to use all the tools that we can do in order to achieve that properly. And in order not to mess up with the right of practice and the right freedom of speech and others as a normal law-abiding law citizen.
Is it the responsibility, though, of an imam like yourself or a pastor or a priest to identify people who have been radicalized?
It is the responsibility of everybody. Everybody in his own office, in his own job, in his own mission had that responsibility, to report and identify that. Yes, if I would see any kind of suspicious activity, we have zero tolerance for that in our center. So it's not only those radicals, you know, as long as they are connected to a community, so the community itself will be able to identify them and report them and help out with this problem. But if we are trying to put a certain limit and a certain policy, certain principle, they might be working underground, and that it will be harder on the Muslim community and even on the, you know, law enforcement agencies to detect them. So we need to we need to be very careful not to hurt the innocent one. At the same time, be smart and you know, wise enough to tackle this issue from different sides.
Something that our guests earlier also mentioned is that mention that activity is going online. Thank you so much. That's Imam Mohammed Jamal Daoudi. Thank you much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.